Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Home Minute, your daily dose of decorating, design and home inspiration from the team at Home Beautiful. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor of Home Beautiful.
And I'm Julia Houlihan, Home Beautiful's Art Director.
In today's episode, we get to answer all your questions, and this one is a beauty. How can I get ready for moving day? Julia, moving homes must be one of the most stressful things you can really do, can't it?
Yeah, it certainly can. They say it's right up there with divorce and death in a family. Mm. Very morbid.
Yes.
Yet starting life in a new home is really one of the most exciting things you can do in your life. I still remember buying my first home with my husband and packing up everything we owned into a small truck and making that big move.
It's very exciting.
So let's chat about how you can actually make moving day, which really is the first day in your home, as smooth as possible and one to remember for all the right reasons.
Yes.
So 6 weeks before you move, you need to book that removalist. And an insider tip, make sure you book the earliest slot of the day so you're not waiting around for them to finish up other jobs.
That's a great idea.
And make sure you get quotes in writing and consider organising moving insurance as well.
Mm-hmm. At this stage, it's really good to have plan exactly where your furniture will be placed in your new home. And it's great to do that anyway. You know, you want to have a nice vision of
make
what you
sure
want to do.
Make sure it's going
to
fit too.
Yeah.
Right?
So draw up a plan and perfect that plan to make sure that marble-topped dining table is going to stay in that right spot. You do not want to be moving that thing once it's been put
Definitely
in place.
Definitely not.
And 6 weeks out is also a good time to organise a garage sale or check in with your friends and family to see if they want to pick up some of those things that you don't want to take to your new place.
Yeah.
Otherwise, organise charity pickups or start listing on eBay or Gumtree.
Great idea. And so a month out is time to get your admin off your to-do list and arrange to have your mail redirected to your beautiful new home and let your financial institutions, the tax office and the electoral office, know of that new address.
Then it's packing time, so stock up on those boxes and masking tape. Start with the non-essentials and all the things you don't need right now. So books, your favourite pieces, and work your way up to the necessities closer to moving day. So what are some other great tips for that, moving boxes?
I like to use small boxes for heavy items and large boxes for the lighter ones. So, you know, you're not lifting big, large ones. Clearly mark the boxes containing breakables with fragile, or you can even get some of that fragile packing tape. Label each box with its contents and the room that it will need to be stored in. And a great tip is to take a shot of what's inside each box before you pack it, so you're not wondering where did I put that set of knives.
That is a great idea.
And also check your budget to consider a professional packing or unpacking service. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Katrina, I actually got plastic crates delivered to my house 2 weeks before we moved.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you don't need to tape them up because they have a self-closing lid.
Yep.
And then after you've moved in, you'd call the company and they come and they take away the boxes for you. So you're not left with cardboard boxes that you don't know where to, you know, you're always telling friends, does anyone need any boxes?
Yeah, it's a great idea. And also you can do it bit by bit.
Yeah.
So it's not all done in the last minute.
And they actually all perfectly stack on top of each other.
Yep.
So it was really, really, really easy.
That's great. Okay, we're getting closer to that move out day. 2 weeks out from moving day, get in touch with your utility providers to arrange the final reading of your meter and relocate any of those services. Now, this is a great opportunity to negotiate a better deal. So really put some time aside to touch base with those utilities.
So true.
You know what? Whether or not you're moving or not, ring up those utilities now. I've
deal.
Done it recently and you save a stack of money.
Yeah.
Time consuming but worthwhile. Then look at transferring your newspaper and your magazine subscription, of course, your Home Beautiful subscription, and of course your streaming subscriptions as well. Then it's time, that time you've been waiting for, cleaning time.
Dreaded clean.
You of course need to do a massive clean once the house is empty, but it's good to start clearing out those cupboards and really get into the back of those cupboards.
I agree. And then it's a week before. This is when things are really going to get pretty stressful in the house. But if you've done your planning on your to-do list, it should be looking reasonably well at this stage. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to prepare a moving day kit with the essentials. This is such a great tip, Katrina. I wish I had done this before I moved. So get an esky ready with food and drink and any medical supplies that you might be needing the day before or day once you're moving. You'll need phone chargers, get your kettle out with some tea bags, toiletries and a toothbrush ready for that move.
Yeah.
And when you arrive at the other end, keep bed linen and towels close at hand so you can have a shower or you can go straight to bed when you arrive.
Which is what you want to do.
In case you can't face the unpacking of those boxes. And, of course, any legal documents and valuables that you don't want to risk losing. And try and organise some family or friends to pick up the kids or the pets for the big day so that they're not running around while you're trying to move houses.
Absolutely. Don't forget that's pets. Then the day before, defrost the fridge, unplug all the appliance cords and get ready for that final sleep before the big day. And hello, new home.
Indeed. Sounds like, Katrina, I need you to help me next time I move because you've got it sorted.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it from us today. If you have any questions, please make sure you get in touch with us.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, please tell your friends about the Daily Home Edit.
And please do us a big favour, rate, review and subscribe to our podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.